Oh, we are back. You are listening to Davin's End. I guess there's a little bit of a breaking news. Usually we do a little scam busters here, but we'll get to that. But I guess, Pip, you have some breaking news?
I was just noticing something on the internet that Donald Trump has called for closing that internet up.
Closing it up! Pack it up!
He has an idea for stopping ISIS from communicating online. He wants to close the internet. We're losing a lot of people because of the internet, Trump said Monday at a campaign rally in South Carolina. We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to go talk to them about, maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way.
That kind of goes back to the petition that I had, but that was just social media.
Yeah.
I don't know about shutting down the internet. Is he talking about in this country?
He's in certain areas.
Listen.
Closing the internet.
Listen, you can profile the Muslims. You cannot let them in the country. It makes perfect sense. Maybe round them up. Whatever you need to do. Put them in a database, Donald. But to shut off the internet and take away our porn, well, I think that's a bridge too far.
Here's the line that
Joe,
I liked.
Will you back me up? Is this finally too far?
You can't shut down you porn.
Yeah. We didn't need your favorite site, but now we know.
I thought it was Pornhub. No?
And Pip's favorite site.
Yeah, really?
Who do you think does all that porn shopping so that we can have our porn game?
Cover, backpedal. Yeah. Joe's got no such story because he's never done the bit. That was just honesty.
Backpedaling as fast as possible.
I was doing research to help my friend.
Oh, that's what it
Nobody
is.
Nobody believes that. On either account, research
I believe
friend.
It.
It says here, according to NBC News, Trump continued, somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech. These are foolish people. A quote.
Free, you don't need your stinking freedom of speech. I got your freedom of speech right here.
Did they elaborate any more than that? Or?
Well,
I think that's enough.
I think, yeah, that kind of was enough.
And now Joe will tell us how it's an idea and we'll flesh it out for us. Go on, Joe.
Well, I'm working on limited information right now.
So is Trump. It doesn't stop him.
Still, no other presidential candidate or intelligence official has advocated for closing the internet.
Well, because they haven't seen it on their email yet. Their internet's been shut down. That Trump.
And it's unclear that such an action would mean for technology that underlies much of the modern economy.
Well, you know what I think Donald's thinking here? Because Donald's owned a lot of casinos before they went bankrupt. had to lay off a lot of people because he's not good at it. But if you stay at a casino, Joe, you've worked casinos mm-hmm. before and you stayed at them. A lot of times, we're used to free internet or at a reasonable rate. But when you stay at a casino or at a resort, it could be $10, $20 a day. So I think what Trump is saying is...
He wants you on the floor.
What?
Gambling.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
exactly. So what I think Trump is saying, you can have the internet, but we need to raise the prices. This is how we fight the terrorists.
No more free Wi-Fi for you, suckers.
But we will build a casino in your desert.
Yes.
That would bring jobs.
Okay.
That's how you fight terrorism.
Give them jobs.
Yes. Nobody ever blew up after losing at a craps table.
Help the Indians.
Oh, man.
No.
So, anyway, that was actually something that ludicrous that was on Facebook that turned out to be true.
Donald Trump. Losing his mind as we watch. He's like Reagan with the Alzheimer's, but this is the beginning, not the end. Reagan had already been a good president for a while before he went completely haywire.
What are the parts of the internet that these people work and recruit that should be shut down or looked at?
Donald's not talking with this nuance. And he doesn't know how you shut down an internet. He's just doing a verbal diarrhea, which is what Donald does.
But should there be sections maybe that should be looked at?
How would you do? But then the argument goes with you can't shut down the internet. First of all, I wouldn't know how you do it in another country.
Well, I mean, if there
But then you're no, then nobody gets the internet. You're going to shut down all these countries. They're not going to be everything's on the internet. You're going to shut down Saudi Arabia?
If a service provider willingly went and said, this is ISIS related, this is against terms of service or whatever, and shut down a
that's
website, for
saying.
Example. No, that's not what he
that's
said.
That's not what he's saying.
No, it's not.
He said, shut it down!
We'll talk.
He said there are portions of the internet that should be looked at and maybe shut down.
What are these portions?
Portions that have been active in recruiting people to ISIS. They've been using the
right,
internet.
And the other argument is that we are aware of these sites, and this is how we monitor them, and this is how we gain intelligence by infiltrating them and stopping these terrorist activities before they happen.
Okay, but maybe he's making generalized that maybe the
no, not Trump. A general statement, Joe? He's usually so on point and nuanced.
Yeah, I don't think he has any idea how to accomplish this, but this is his idea. What alarmed me, and I have to underline it, people will say, oh, freedom of speech. They're fools. Yeah, that's another one of those protected rights we have.
But the thing about it is, you know.
Huffington Post, shut it down!
But the thing about laws and sometimes common sense, I'll give you an example. I got a ticket on Friday, and what the problem was there was a landscaping truck that was blocking a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the time you saw the stop sign, you're at the front of the truck doing the posted speed limit of 30 miles an hour.
Right.
So by that time, you stop on your brakes and you have 10 feet to stop. It takes 15 that puts you in the middle of the intersection.
Right.
I was very lucky to have a cop sitting at the corner. So I get pulled over and, you know, he goes, look, I go, I know why you pulled me over. I go, that truck was blocking the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So. He goes, well, there's nothing I could do, blah, blah, blah.
Sure he is. You give that truck a ticket. They're not supposed to park that close to the stop sign.
Here's the deal.
Good thing I was there.
No,
I wasn't.
Here's the deal.
Your attorney, Mr. Rosenblatt, would like to speak on your behalf.
Well, here's the deal. He goes, look, you're free to take. I think he was trying to make a quota. He really sounded that way.
No. Joe, all the cops are good. No bad cops. None of them just mailing it in. No, Joe. You hate the cops.
No, I don't hate the cops.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Reverend Al's waiting for you.
You know, this is the argument that I get with my brother all the time.
I'm kidding with you. I don't think we
I know.
You asshole.
It's like, I'm ready to go to war with you about
but
that.
But the point is, the people that get upset with the cops, then people go, oh, you hate the cops.
No.
Yeah, sometimes they're dicks.
No. And I argue with this with my brother all the time, because my brother, sometimes, the cop, I go, no, the guy is, the government or the mayor hands out the thing, you got to get quota on tickets. The poor guy's got to get out there, and he's got to give tickets, even if it's just or not.
He could give a parking ticket to the truck that's parked too close to the stop sign.
Let me finish, all right? So he goes, look, he goes, you know, you're free to take, you know, if you want, you know, I got to write you the ticket. You're free to take a picture and show it to the judge.
Why does he have to write you the ticket?
Because he's probably got to make a quota.
Oh, so he's an asshole. Okay,
go on. No, he's got a sergeant that probably told him, you come back and you have these certain amount of summonses. Or what happens is he gets in trouble with his sergeant. Maybe it's going to get in the way of a promotion. Maybe he's a rookie cop.
So this isn't really law enforcement. This is like my act says, this is fundraising.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Oh. So he goes, you're free to take, you know, if you want to take a picture, I go, well, can I just park where we are and walk over? So I do. I walk to the back of the truck. I'm taking a picture. He swings the squad car around and he goes, yeah, from the way it looks, I go, yeah, it's difficult to see the signs, to take the pictures and stuff like that. So I go, look, I go, officer, this is a dangerous situation. I go, look, my suggestion, and I was very nice to him. He was nice back.
I'm not just a driver. I'm Blue Hawk.
No.
From one superhero to law enforcement.
The car, citizen.
I should have gave my Blue Hawk card.
Yeah, sure.
You'd be calling in from jail with the one phone call I got.
I'm in pursuit. There's a clogged drain. Bacaw.
I almost turned into Blue Hawk as Santa Claus because somebody was wearing a Blue Hawk shirt while I was Santa. I'm like, ho, ho, bacaw.
You can't give up your identity.
I know. I had to.
Your super secret identity.
I couldn't be Blue Hawk. But nonetheless, so I'm taking a picture. Now, he goes, I can't do that because he's parked legally. And there was like no stopping. There was a no stopping sign after this point. The truck was behind that. What I'm getting at is, even though something is the law, it's causing a problem.
Mm. Yes.
That's my point.
It's freedom of speech. So freedom of speech is getting in the way.
But there are certain areas that might be where the terrorists are on the internet, or they might be going to or being recruited, that it might be you need to look at that and see if there is a way to curtail it.
The hard part, unfortunately,
they're not being vocal enough. You wonder why Trump is leading. He's telling people, yes, he's telling people what they want to hear. But the president should be more vocal on stuff like that.
I think he assumes people understand the FBI, the CIA, law enforcement are monitoring these sites.
But he's the leader, and he's got to portray that. He's not doing that. If Obama,
a whole nother hour
I understand
Trump.
That. Let's wrap it up here. But if Obama was portraying that, Trump wouldn't feel the need to say it because he wouldn't get the reaction.
No. Trump would have a different message, but I have a feeling he would have the need to say. Trump isn't doing this on a mission for America, my friend. I know you think he is. Trump is doing this on a mission for Trump. And the media, they like to bemoan it. They love Trump. We all love Trump. Trump is our crack. We wake up.
Isolate that.
Yeah. because we love it, but it's so bad for us. But we can't quit it. What did Donnie say now? What did Donald? I turn on the news. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm watching Republican debates, you know, months ahead of time. Why? Because there's an asshole with a hat with orange hair who's going to say ludicrous shit.
I thought you were talking about our Donnie. When I come down, you know, when I come back, he goes, you know what Donnie did? I hope get the website done.
No. Now, that would be news. That would be breaking news. No. As much chance of as a Lindsey Graham leading in the polls tomorrow.
Oh, stop.
Well, it's not done.
No.
It's supposed to be.
Let's not be bashing him on
months.
I'm not bashing him.
Well, then Joe is.
Yes, Joe is. That's not the first time.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, that's good. I look forward to the internet being shut down. Internet shut down, Muslims locked out, a big wall. Things are going to be great in 2016. I can't wait.
It'll be secure.
Trucker Tom has a plan. He says, a normal person worries about losing internet porn. A survivalist saves magazines for when the internet isn't available.
See that? This is the type of leadership we need.
This is good planning.
See, Trump needs Trucker Tom in his cabinet. Tom has all the logical answers. He has worked. Tom has feared this for years. He has pornography dating back to 1988 because Trucker Tom knew this day was coming.
And hit the dig at that old hustler.
Yes.
Oh, we have more in common than I thought. He's a hoarder at heart, too.
Sure he is. And, you know, it's all stored up, so he'll be able to do laundry, too.
He's a whore hoarder. Laundry, too.
Wow. All right, nice. Well, there's that. So,
well, let's move on.
Yeah. So, I guess enjoy the show in its present form until November 2016.
Yes. Where Trump deems us unacceptable.
Yes.
So there's that. But don't worry. During the election, I'll be in Atlantis. So I really won't give a shit about the internet.
You're going back, huh?
I'm going back.
You fooled them again.
I fooled them again, Joe. Apparently they like furniture being thrown at the comics.
Right. Are you allowed to import your own bologna?
I was just going
to
say, bologna sandwiches and sunshine for everyone.
Well, I don't think it's real meat, so I don't see why not.
Yeah. Who knows what's in that?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going back. Going back. Again on my birthday.
His baloney has a first name. It's D-A-V-I-N.
When this...
Maybe Trump's right. Maybe it's time to shut down the internet.
I wish this bit was over. It's just a question of when.
Do you think Trump's advisors are sitting there go, God damn it, we just put out another. What are you doing? You're killing us.
It's like, we don't have enough extinguishers for this. Stop it. Yeah,
God
no.
Damn. I wish he put it in tweet form.
I know. Now, CNN Money has a story about it, too, if you want
to
read
legit.
Up about this.
And yet, number one presidential candidate for the Republicans.
Well, they do also point, it's not completely off base. North Korea does it. In times of crisis, Egypt restricted the internet during the 2011 Arab Spring uprising. China's really good at it. So that's what they're comparing the Trumpster to. North Korea, China, major uprisings. That's what we should do.
That's all right. What we need is a leader of his caliber.
Yes, absolutely.
He's an idea man. Not good ideas, but ideas but nonetheless.
He said we need to look at it and take a look into it.
I like how he thinks that, like, he's the only one that thinks of this shit.
Everybody else dismissed it mentally.
Jesus Christ himself came while Trump was in the podium in Iowa, wherever the hell he is, and whispered
but
in his ear.
He seems the only one that's actually saying it.
Because he's a moron!
Nobody else would say it. They dismissed it mentally and shut their mouths.
Because they know the people that do look at things are looking things! He doesn't get out there, well, thank God. And then what he's going to say is when it does happen, well, I was the first one to say it.
And now I can't tweet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know.
No.
No. What will we talk about?
A world without Donald Trump tweets and a world without porn is a world I don't want to live in, Joe.
It's a day without orange juice or sunshine.
If I can't come in 140 characters or less, I'm just not interested.
Oh, my God. Were we going to talk about Ann Jackson?
I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Seems like we're dealing with another loon.
Well, that's the segment.
And much like Ann Jackson, a bunch of assholes believe him. you go back. You know, when we go back and look at this 2 years from now, you go, how could these people believe it? And I'll go, Joe, listen to you.
I won't say that.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I mean, we went back almost 4 years ago. And had a president tell another presidential candidate when he mentioned that Russia was a problem. Oh, the 1980s.
No, he said our biggest problem. Our biggest.
Yeah.
They're not. They're a problem.
Oh, they're a decent problem.
They're not our biggest.
Really?
Yeah, really. I think the guys running around are cutting off heads.
Yeah.
I think they might be bigger.
I think they're undermining us.
I do agree with
and
the Republicans.
And he's showing a more leadership role than Obama is.
Sure, it's easy to do that when you're a dictator. Yeah. When you don't have a pesky thing like Congress getting in the way. Duh.
Oops, you got something to say again?
One of the biggest
Stop
problems.
It.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Republicans are right. We do not need to worry about global warming. We do not.
No, not at all. It's
we
not
will,
a problem.
We will kill each other long before Mother Earth gets around to it.
Oh,
that's
the
one thing about global warming that gets me. We have one of the best policies of global warming in the world. And then you have all these other, China, India, that could give a rat's
That's
ass
not true.
About
That's
it.
Not true at all. China and India are like all for it now. China has the biggest problem. They've been very aggressive of late with it.
All of a sudden.
Well, yeah, because you can't breathe.
Right.
You go outside and it's like breathing soup.
They notice.
Yeah. They noticed. Exactly. It's hard to rule the world if we can't breathe.
Well, hopefully they'll step up.
Yeah.
Sure they will. If we're dead, we can't go to their buffets. And what type of world would that be? No Twitter, no porn, no buffets. I don't want to live there.
Wait a minute. No Twitter, no porn, no buffets. What the hell are you going to do on Christmas?
Every day's Christmas for me, Pip. Invite Grouchy over, marry it up a little.
Just dance around in his suit.
Yeah, yelling at people.
Should
come for Halloween.
Doing a solid five at your house.
We could like buy a big bag of candy and have you on the porch for Halloween. At the end of Halloween, we'd still have a big bag of candy.
Even at my house, there was no kids. I heard kids I'm in the garage getting something, and I hear the kids in the driveway. And I go in the house and I go to Joanne. I go, I didn't hear the doorbell ring.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're the house. You're the house where the kids whisper. There's a mean old ogre who lives there.
Could be.
You're the house.
But I don't yell at the kids.
Yeah, but you yell at their parents.
Well, they're assholes.
Nice
and what do you think? They tell the kid, don't go there.
Yeah.
Don't go
hey,
there.
You assholes, you want some candy? Nope, we'll pass this house.
No, mister, we don't want any razor blades. Thanks.
Well, I think Joanne could be the problem, too, because there was a...
Look at Joe pushing the blame around.
No,
there's an issue.
No.
Joe might have to cut off her internet.
Next,
she's a problem area.
The neighbors next door to us have this little poodle.
Okay.
And a little black poodle. He's a cute thing.
Don't be racist.
And he's always barking.
Black poodle lives matter.
Yeah, but
he's
always barking, and I know why he barks, because he's trying to defend his property when people walk by. And I call his name is Shadow, but I call him Killer, because when I'm out the tree, he's barking. I go, easy, Killer, easy.
That's
I know you misunderstood. You're just doing your job.
Yep.
I understand, Joanne.
You're misunderstood.
Oh, I go.
Yes,
oh, nobody understands Killer, but I do. He's misunderstood. He's only trying to protect his property, you know. And I, you know. And I do a tail ID and all that other stuff. So
tail ID, like it's a technical thing.
So
whose tail is that?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. I don't know if I said before, but Joe's girl and I, we were going for a walk one day up at this preserve up in Lloyd Harbor, New York.
Did she bring your leash for you?
No, but we're
walking off leash.
Yeah. And we're walking through this preserve, and we see these deer, and she goes, "Shh, there's a deer over there." I'm like, "Deer? I don't see them." And I'm like, "We used to be a woodsman." Oh, there's. I go, "Oh, look at the deer," and I go, "Whose tail is that?" The doe lifts her tail up and then lowers it. And I go, "Thank you, madam. Have a good day."
You told us that.
Oh, okay. I thought I did. But
you don't have a lot of deer stories.
No.
I know, but I love them.
Well, I'm going to get more.
I mean, you had the reindeer story earlier.
Yes. But
deer maxed.
But anyway, so the dog barks, but he only barks when people's outside. He's not a pet. We've had pesky dogs in the neighborhood. You know, but this dog, Joanne complained. I go, "I didn't like the dog," so I knocked on the door and complained. I go, "Joanne, the dog is just barking.
He's being a dog.
He's just being a dog. What's the matter with
you?" Yeah, but incessant
you?
Barking could be a lot. It could be a problem.
But it's not incessant. Believe me, we had dogs.
Maybe he just barks at her.
We had the neighbors prior had a dog that wouldn't shut his mouth and would bark all the time, and we yelled at them. And then the neighbor down the street, his mutt would be going all night long.
Yeah.
You know, so but this dog is not. And Joanne went to the neighbor's door and complained about it. I go, "Joanne, it's not worse than the other dog. You know, what are you doing?" So I don't think you like her.
Trucker Tom says, "Joanne, a problem? The hell you say?"
Yeah.
Dog sleeping with pineapple cans. It's really weird in the dog house.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the shit we got planned.
No, all right.
Now, please keep us alert if Donald Trump spouts off again.
I will.
Because we need to be tuned.
We need to know every minute.
We should just rename the show Donald's Den.
No, let's not.
It's going to be great.
Sure. Well, their color scheme's right. Orange. Oh, a little too much black. But what are you going to do? The barbed wire's good. He liked that on top of his wall. This is going to work out fine. He's your host. Joe can be there explaining everything that he says to the audience. You're actually going to be the best communicator on a radio show.
What Mr. Trump meant to say.
Let me put this into almost logical, normal person
speech.
That's like
when they used to give the president's speech, you know, back in the old days. What the president said. Remember that?
Yes.
You're like the Trump whisperer.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Oh, Joe, you have to stop that.
Somebody should. All right, so what are our categories and what are our guesses?
Okay, well, our categories tonight are the perennial Mr. Davin. Mm. Yes. Then our second category is fucking liar. And our third category, which seems to be a popular one with her, is so-called brown cotton.
All right, we'll play our theme music while you guys think. Well, not our theme music.
Scambusters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scambusters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scambusters! I ain't afraid of no scams.
All right, Joe, since you ain't afraid of no scams, what are your guesses?
All right, Mr. Davins, I'm going to go with five.
Five Mr. Davins.
Okay, what was the second one? I'm sorry.
Fucking liar.
We're going to go with seven.
Seven fucking liars.
So-called brown cottons going with five.
Five so-called brown cottons. All right. Now, Mr. Davin, I'm just feeling a big Mr. Davin night. I'm going to say eight Mr. Davins.
Jesus.
I know. I'm going to go with three fucking liars and two so-called brown cottons.
All righty.
So now I'm just going to wait for Tom to weigh in, and then that's what we're going to do tonight.
All right. Well, where we last left off, she had some unpleasant things to say about me and the radio show.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Shocking.
I take umbrage.
I took umbrage, too. Joe was happy about it. Because Joe's a prick. Yeah. All right. Is Tom in?
Yeah, Tom's in. Right. Tom says three Mr. Davins, one fucking liar, and no so-called brown cottons.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I had asked her to pull down the blog. Whew. She agreed to do it.
What?
She agreed to take down the blog.
I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah, because I'm a nice person, and she understands that the radio show should not be withdrawn, and I did not lose it.
Well, you know, agreeing is one thing, doing is another. It's like asking Belinda to take down the Agnes page.
It happened.
Eventually, you have to.
It's off. There's no more blog about us. It's gone.
Okay.
She's a woman of her many words.
Right.
Her many inflamed, strangely colored words.
Yeah, so good news. So this is May 5th, 2014. I say, thank you. That would be great. Please let me know when it's deleted. And remember, she wants me to take everything to the Pentagon. I go, what do you want me to tell the Pentagon? That people are pretending to be American soldiers and causing great harm to individuals, and this is causing animosity, which could lead to bigger conflicts?
Yes.
I have told them. The people I talk with know. The Pentagon is a big machine, like a huge corporation. Oh, something Trump could relate to.
Yes.
Yes, you're fired. And unplug the computer. There's internet on there.
Wait a minute. You're fired or fire? We're confused.
Both. Unfortunately, change and action take time. I find this personally frustrating and feel bad for victims, but I must work with them the way they want me to if I hope to accomplish what we all want. My contact is aware of you as I reached out to him when there was a scammer posing as working for the CID. Remember I did that?
Mm-hmm.
He is aware of you, other victims, soldiers who are victims of stolen identity. They are also aware that some scammers are linked to terror groups like Al-Qaeda. He's aware. He has bosses. This is not going to be an overnight solution, unfortunately.
Right.
Well, obviously I can't comment on your strange email. Oh, she sent me a strange email. She said, I got a strange email. And I go, well, I can't comment because I don't know what it is. Mr. Davin!
Oh, one. Number one.
Got it. I will delete it. She's referring to the blog. I am so busy these days. I really will have business soon. Truly speaking, I can speak five or six languages. How do you not know that? I mean, that's something you would know.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Five or six? I could speak five.
Five or six.
Well, maybe she's not completely fluent in the last one, so she's qualifying.
Huh.
and I am planning to make my own business according to my marketing survey. And this is why I...
Hold it. Her marketing survey. Her marketing survey.
Yeah, sure. Trump tweeted out the results. It's a good survey.
How scary is that thought?
Marketing survey.
Marketing survey.
Yeah.
Why can't you be an Ann whisperer like a Trump whisperer? Why can't you make sense of this crap? And this is why I need to learn the skills, plus my language ability. I am learning something new. I really have no time for coming here. Please kindly send mails to Pentagon. I am telling you the truth that the war will happen soon. Those people are real, but they are fucking assholes. Please do something. I got the strange mail from someone unknown. I do not know who. Mr. Davin!
That's Dose.
I want to tell you that Green and Miller are real soldiers.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Somebody's off their meds.
All I want to say, they really got attacked by the terrorists.
What?
That's how they got injured.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A terrorist attack. They are stupid in some ways, because they want to help me, and they did.
Yeah, that makes them stupid, all right.
They are stupid in some ways, and they want to help me, and they did pay for lots of money for me. As far as I know, Miller Superior also knew about this.
Hold on. They paid lots of money for her?
For her fees, to help her recover her money and the gold, but they've been little deers. Little lambs.
But yeah, they've been coughing up a lot of them.
But she spent thousands and thousands. How could
and
they
so
be?
Have they, Joe, because they said.
They kicked in.
Sure. Didn't you know? went around the whole platoon. Everybody kicked in a couple shekels. You're not paying attention?
Passed around the helmet.
Yeah, sure.
Passed around the helmet.
There's a Japanese woman who's going to yell nasty things at me, but we should kick in, get her some money. Yeah. That's how it went down, Joe. I did tell him not to pay for the fees according to my real research and my neighbor's real experience. I did tell him that this is not easy to get my money back due to the law enforcement. I did consult a lawyer. This is why I lost money due to idiot certificates.
Idiot certificates. They're all gibberish and goofy. These are idiot certificates.
This qualifies me as a real idiot.
Do you have one?
There's a seal as balls, you know?
What?
The seal is like stamped with balls on it or something like that. That's ridiculous. It's idiotic.
Balls?
Of course.
We know where your head's
at. Idiot certificate.
Well, it's an idiot certificate.
Be nuts.
I say balls, you say nuts. Tomato, tomato.
Tomato. Nice tomatoes.
She actually improved your joke.
Dang.
I want you to think about that. Think about what you just accomplished.
I'm so sorry, Joe.
You might have to rethink.
We can help. We can assist with a joke.
Yeah, but for her to really make it radically better.
That is bad.
I wouldn't sit there and I'd be like, hey, fuck you, man. I can help.
No, she knows. Know. Everybody should know their limitations.
All right.
You don't, which is why we have issues.
I know. I do. I would stand up for yourself. I'll take it from stupid.
No, I'm going to sit here.
All right.
Look at it. I'm comfy chairs. Nice, thanks.
Jeez, I'm alone in this. All right, fuck you both. All right, continue on.
Continue with your terrible jokes, Joe. We'll continue with our show.
No, I'm not going to play Diamonds anymore tonight.
I'm not playing. I'm taking my ball and going home.
Shut up. Read.
I don't even know what that meant.
I'm not playing. Did you get it what I said?
Yeah.
I'm not going to play.
He's not going to play.
I'm not going to play. I'm being the little spoiled child.
Yeah, he's taking his ball and going home.
Oh, the balls that should have been on the ink. I got it now. Thanks for explaining.
Thank you for getting my balls.
Home.
All right.
Need a PowerPoint presentation for this show tonight.
Yeah, really?
We're in the gutter. Anyway. Wait the show. I did consult a lawyer. This is why I lost my money due to idiot certificates. Number one, the victims do not do the report. Number two, the authorities ignore the truth about the scam.
The authorities are scammers.
Yeah, the authorities. Yeah.
Semantic show. Number three, the scam gets involved in money laundering and terror activities. When I tried to send the videos to UN Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr, did not know it, and I did introduce Eric Bohr and Brown to Dr. Melvin Santos.
Oh, no.
It's like a who's who of idiocracy. It's like all the same guy. We know each other. I'm him.
Yeah.
And I'm her, too. I'm all of them. I'm Sarah. I'm Eric. I'm
the whole Walton family.
That would
family,
be the title
okay?
of the sentence. We know each other. I'm him.
Maybe you can try to communicate with Miller and Green. I do not contact them anymore. I am a person who does not want to create the enemies, but wishes to find ways to help the victims. Please do something. Never give up. Okay?
Wow, a little
pep talk.
Pep talk from
I like that.
Man.
Why can't you be that positive?
Never give up.
Not crazy.
You really want us to delve into that?
We don't have time.
Well,
it's too late in the show.
Not this year. No. 2 years ago, maybe.
There are many FBI men killed on their duties. Please notice that is not a joke. Do not forget Russian president is from KGB, who is a top spy agent, and Joe's a big fan.
Go, Putin, yay!
Please notice that the scam in Ukraine and Russia are more severe. I respond, if I had Greener Miller's AKOs, this is their military email addresses, then I could take it to the Pentagon. Without that, there's no way to track them down or prove that they are real. Mr. Davin!
Oh, three.
I guess they also try to protect me due to my report about the scam. I really know that some terrorists are looking for the truth about the report. I do not contact Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr either. Please try to communicate with Brown Cotton. Brown is a good FBI man.
Oh, dear God, no!
But he doesn't. But he does not really know about the funds transfer. This is why I. This is why Eric Bohr listened to me before. I could just see you trying to explain. See, here's what this asshole's doing wrong over here. Maybe yes. You can knock some sense into him. And Eric's like, no, he's doing everything just
fine. Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is all the same guy.
Yes.
He lies in bed at night, going, "Good night, John Boy. Good night, Eric Cotton. Eric Bohr. Good night, Brown Cotton."
I really feel U.S. is going to face the danger from China and Russia. Please try to contact Eric Bohr, Miller, and Green. And Brown. Mr. Davin!
Oh, wow. Four.
I guess they also try to protect me due to my report about the scam. I really know that some terrorists are looking... What the fuck? Did I copy this twice? That's a shame.
Stupid.
Noted.
Mr. Stupid!
So, Mr. Davin! I got this strange email. Yeah. And then this is the strange email.
Okay. Alright, so... All right.
It's like an email address.
And that's all it is?
It's like from greetamerica@q.com. From nancyus3@g.com to info@mail.com.
Has she heard of spam?
Could be terrorists.
Okay.
That's a good lunch meat.
Is it?
Comes in different flavors now.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah. In the supermarket, there's all different kinds now. Huh. Who knew? I was looking at it the other day. I was like, look at that. There's all different kinds. Ew. Like, the first one isn't bad enough. I'm done.
Okay. I just wanted to see how long you were going to talk about spam.
Once again, she saved my ass.
Why is that?
Took the heat off of me.
You guys,
and you remember that, sir.
You guys are the dynamic duo. It came to my mail, and I do not reply. This is why I told you maybe the real terrorists are looking for me. Please, Brown Cotton, please tell Brown Cotton about this. I think they will track them down. I do not contact Eric and Brown. They arrested over 130 scammers last year.
Oh, God. How'd she get that statistic?
I'm sure somebody told her.
She did the research.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I respond, probably spam. Just delete it.
Hey, this should be for our cyber segment. Probably spam. Just delete it. Done.
Every answer. Spam.
Just spam. Delete. Spam. Delete.
So she sends me a link to a news story. Mr. Davin, see the news. Interpol will watch China because I once reported the truth about illegal transactions. Thank God they have her.
Yeah, really.
The Interpol, the head of the Interpol was meeting with like a secretary in China about like fighting counterfeiting or cyber crime or some shit like that. So she's claiming responsibility.
Good thing she's on the case.
Yeah.
She's
her chip made him aware.
So she laid that bomb out on them, and she's claiming responsibility.
Yep.
Yeah, great.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, my God, that's seven already.
This is May 6th. I just feel they are still monitoring my PC. I think Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Miller, and Green. I cannot prove it, but it is the truth.
You know what's really sad? If I could stop you for just a second, that she's to the point where an innocuous spam, like we all get, which is just kind of like nothing or a link, you know, that doesn't say anything. She's so geared up here that even something like that, she is all paranoid and thinking, oh, they're watching me and look at what they're sending me, trying to get me. And it's like, that was just some spam. Calm down.
I told you there'd be conspiracy theories tonight.
Yeah, Jesus.
I cannot prove it, but it is truth.
Ugh.
Miller is a fucking asshole.
Oh, darn.
He is using people. I do not like him. So-called idiot Melvin Santos.
Darn it.
Ah!
So close. Wrong guy.
I am going to expose the truth if you do not reply to me. Number one, where are my funds? You lie to me, and you are a fucking asshole.
Oh, darn. I thought it was a fucking liar. Hoping.
No, you are a fucking assholes.
That's more than one.
Where are my funds? I never get any info from Japan Bank. You lie! What did you send to me about your mail? You need my bank account and the funds will be transferred? I never get any info from you! It is fucking lies!
Oh, close.
Now she's making sense again.
Yeah, wait. Now she also seems to know Well, all right. Wait. I'm speaking too soon. Please.
She's like Trump. She has good moments and bad moments. Number two. And then she gives me a list of victims here.
Okay.
Paid lots of money, and your fucking idiot men, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, and Sarah Francois.
Asked
the victims to pay for the fees to the banks you gave them, and they never get money back because your men asked for another fucking fraud fee.
Fucking fraud fees. That's new.
You are a
fucking asshole.
Fucking liar.
Oh, yeah, there we go. There's one.
Yay.
On the board.
All right.
I will do UNRWA's report to UN again and again. You think you can be in control of UN? Fuck you.
Wouldn't you just love for a politician to come out? You think you can be in charge of the UN? Fuck you.
I think we got that guy. I think we've been talking about him all night.
God bless him.
This just in on Facebook? No.
Tells Melvin Santos of the UN to go fuck himself.
And Jackson made ambassador to Japan. Probably a better pick than anybody Obama had.
And a side note, Donald Trump has cut off our internet. Yeah. Yeah.
That might be a good call.
That would be great. That would be like his best move.
Yes.
When people know the real scandal, your life reputation is also over.
Is that a threat to you?
No.
Melvin Santos, right?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Number three. You are a fucking liar.
Oh, too.
Mm.
I never want to cooperate with Millen Green. These two fucking people use me, too. This is the truth. Eric Bohr also uses me. So you can see within 2 days.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, she's like, one minute she loves him, the next minute.
All hate, yeah.
So then she sends me this email. She sex scammers from Facebook, and it's all these different Facebook profiles. And it says, Anonymous has left a new comment on your post. Looks too good to be true. Sex scammer and spammer. So it's like all these Facebook links.
Okay.
That she mails to me. Mr. Davin, maybe Jacqueline and Nancy posted something on my blog. They found the sex scammers. I am so busy with my job, I did not notice it well. And then she posts something about the sex trade in Africa, how people are trying to migrate. She sends me a link, and they get sold into like slaves and all that good stuff.
Mm. Okay.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Wow.
Go, man. She's biting the ass off the moon on this one.
Yeah.
Such a poet. The scam occurs in the country where their political situations are very unstable. See Nigeria and Thailand. This is why. Ukraine and Russia, too. This is what I see through. The war will happen soon, and the terrorists are raising funds by using scam. They are already built up the global network. I mean, she's kind of accurate on some things.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, she could read a newspaper.
Unlike some folks.
Yeah, and actually, that's a dying skill, so good for you.
Newspaper? What was this you speak
of? Oh, wait, maybe she's on the internet.
I'm sure she's on the
internet. Before she got cut off.
Yeah, I don't think she's reading the Tokyo Times.
Is there such a thing?
Sounds like there should be.
Sounds
like
it.
It's a cool name. It rolls.
Yeah,
Tokyo Times.
In our language.
Yes.
Yeah. They should change. You know, those Japanese need to learn how to speak English or get out of their country.
Good point.
So stop calling it Nippon. That makes no sense to us. Japan.
My point of views. Anything could happen in the war zones. They need drugs and money for buying products, medical treatments, and so on. Of course, they must have a drug route. The biggest supplier is China. Chinese people can do anything if they can earn money. This is their nationality. India will be the second biggest economy country and around the world. And the truth is that is never-ending war, Pakistan. And other countries near India due to the stupid issue, Islam. Joe!
That's what she's saying?
Yes!
Wow.
Every day you look more and more like Anne. Wow. Crazy Anne, me crazy Don. They're fighting the same war. So let's go back on what we've learned today. Juliana Avalos, smarter than Donald Trump.
Yes.
Anne Jackson, Donald Trump, has same political views.
But wait, now let me just ask this. What is she saying that what is going to be the cause of these countries being the world leaders economically? She's saying that
scam,
India?
Scams, shit.
Okay.
Going to be war.
Okay. Wow.
They're all what I found from the point of view of the scam. The economy in Japan goes slow, and the advanced countries will go to the developing countries to produce the products due to the low cost of the labor. Well, that's true.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Now, the scam from Vietnam, Cambodia, and then Myanmar will go severely.
Myanmar.
What?
Myanmar.
Okay.
Sounds like a supermarket where cats go.
Better than Acme, all right. Wouldn't they go to Food Lion if they were cats? He was the king of the cats.
Seems
like Food Lion. That's a place?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a supermarket chain down south.
Funny.
That's why I said it.
Thank you.
Well.
What, you dispute this?
Do you have more jokes about balls and nuts that you'd like to delve into? Because the pro scammers know how to steal money from the banks. I think we know that.
Yeah, wait, the pro scammers know how to steal money from the banks? No, sweetheart. They know how to steal from you. They are not getting anything out of banks.
Well, I mean, you know, no hackers can.
No hackers can, right. But not scammers in the sense that we're looking at.
And they can do money washed. Because it's dirty money.
Uh-oh, I know how they wash that money.
She means, yeah. Why does it smell like chlorine?
Is she writing in a mirror?
Why is this Benjamin Franklin salty? I don't understand.
Stop licking your money and get back to work.
Money laundering in these countries and is much easier due to the unstable political situations and corrupted politicians. Huh? Their corrupted politicians need money. Money is power, and they can use the money to run away.
I'm really scared when she's starting to make sense today.
Sends me another link of another news story. Mr. Davin!
Oh, wow. God, 10.
But the ideals for which Boko Haram is fighting, the imposition of strict Sharia and Islamist caliphate, and the banning of Western education hold no interest for them. Now we're going to damn it all red. What do you think of these words? I think, what do I think?
What do you think? Who's right? Are you Ricky Ricardo?
I'll do the thinning around here.
Western people invade them religious and educational issues. Democracy is not fitted every country, because of different culture and thinking. These people fight for the reasons. They are anti-USA. USA is the biggest mafia in the world. I think we talked about that last week. We got this covered.
Yeah.
Last year saw the trial of former Chung Ing-kuk party secretary.
Can I stop you for a second? She's saying the U.S. is the biggest mafia in the world.
I don't think that's her words. I think that's coming from other people.
All right, because basically all these transactions are not coming from the U.S.
I don't know. When she talks like this, it's
hard.
Am I
wrong?
She's talking about the U.S. being the world cop, being the world bully. Oh, okay. She's not talking about her situation.
Last year saw the trial of former Chung Ing party secretary, Bo Zila, a spectacle. Why not?
Do you know Dr. Wawing Chow?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
They're cousins.
I haven't thought of that in a while. Good times. Oh, the good doctor. And his leeches. Why not? A spectacle which lifted the lid on the crime, corruption, and downright depravity that passed for politics in one of China's largest cities.
Mm-hmm.
But Bogey now was only on the Politburo, i.e. the squad, but not the first team. Cornered. Since the beginning of the reform era, members of the standing committee have left each other's families and business interests alone. And then she's reading a BBC China blog. The BBC China blog is where our teams across the country will provide a flavor of their latest insights. I don't give a shit. It's a blog. Then she goes, they all remember the purges and show trials of their parents' generation and know from experience that doing their dirty washing in public leads to bloodletting and chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Xing Jing Ping. Seriously, it is.
Ricochet Rabbit.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
Now, Xing Jing Ping has broken that pact. And other top families will ask each other who is saved and who is next. Also, a cornered tiger is still a dangerous tiger. Well, unless you give him frosted flakes, then we're good.
You know,
is he
great.
Crouching?
He's a crouching tiger, yes. The former security chief knows all the innermost secrets of the elite, including plenty about Xing Jing Ping's family, which might be damaging if made public. Zhu, bless you, may be honored, but he still has claws that could do Xing Jing Ping a mortal injury. So she comments on this, and damn it all red.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
This is typical Chinese way.
Okay.
Chinks being chinks, Joe.
Stop.
That's what she's saying.
She did not say that.
No, I did.
Okay.
But that's pretty much what she said.
Yeah, that's
what
she's
being racist.
Yeah.
So I was giving it.
Well, she didn't necessarily. She wasn't racist. She was just basically
saying. You were
saying,
being racist.
Yeah, you were. But no, she was just saying this is how the Chinese, you know, this is their culture. This is their politics.
You know,
yeah.
The Chinese had a good start. They just should have built that wall a little higher.
Around themselves.
Yes, yeah. They use one to be sacrificed by using some excuses. Chinese politicians are very dirty.
Well, yeah, but history has shown that. By the way, Trucker Tom says, you forgot the gong noise when you were saying that name.
No, I'm sorry, Tom. I'll get our engineer right on that.
Yeah.
Not only in China, but also in other countries. Who knows? The most majority of the hackers are based in China. Well, we know they hack.
Yeah. I don't know if the most of them are there, but
I wouldn't argue.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, my God.
China will take over Taiwan soon. You even do not know what is going on with all this. Japan will face danger from North Korea, Taiwan issue, and China. U.S. maybe will help Japan. The war will happen because Russia, China, and North Korea will unite to fight for it. Do not forget, Islam world do not like USA and Western world. This is why there are many wars around the world. Seriously, she's angling for a position on Trump's cabinet.
She's also making some sense.
She's a nut, Bo, remember.
Very, very scary.
She's a nut. So, she's
but the scenario that she painted is very true.
Actually, it's not true.
I don't know. I don't know enough about that region to know if that's there's that much political unrest that the you know, like China's going to take over Taiwan and then them and the Koreans are going to take over Japan.
China is building these islands.
Yeah.
In the middle of the Pacific.
That is scary.
As bases. Yeah. It's been in the news a little, mm-hmm. but it's
and then we're like going right up against them. Like, we don't give a shit. This doesn't belong here. We're putting our navies going right up against those.
Mm-hmm.
They're not pleased. So-called corrupted Melvin Santos.
Never saw that coming.
No. That was he so-called corrupted, or is he so-called Melvin Santos?
Every time I hear so-called, like on the news, I think of this.
I know, me too. Me too.
I'll be driving, you know, at a gig or something like that. I just start thinking about so-called idiot Melvin Santos. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's funny.
Get this shit out of my head.
So-called corrupted Melvin Santos. Use my source and you use me. You are not human being, but an animal. Settle down, Ant.
Tiger.
Inside. Me paid over $120,000.
Me paid?
Me paid.
That's her friend.
Me.
I was reading it wrong this whole time. And then... Me paid over $120,000 and I never got fucking money back. I think that's funny. But only never ending payment. And this fucking idiot men called Brown, Cotton, and Eric Bohr cheated on my money too.
They cheated on the money.
Turn around, George. I'm gonna do something nasty and you won't approve. They use me to get the victims, then she names other victims.
Yeah.
So she's saying she's processing.
Yeah.
They use me. One victim paid $1,000. Another one paid $90,000.
Damn.
And victim A paid $2,500.
I'm sorry. So they used me to get other victims.
Yeah,
Right.
They're gonna help.
Right now, this is right here is where she probably got that reputation where she's probably in with them.
Yep, because she was in with other people.
What are your feelings right there? Do you think she's in with them or you think she's suckered in?
I don't think she knows which end is up.
Right. So right. That whole thing where we think that she's in with them is kind of diminished.
I don't think so.
So I did a little quick math. $213,500 we're up to.
If this is to be believed.
If it is. I mean, I don't believe that she has said in U.S. dollars how much money she was in. Yeah, but she was talking about yen before. So we were like, duh. But, I mean, $120,000 just her? And the people that she said that she borrowed from and work or whatever?
You know, maybe the culture is different in Japan, but you know, you got a loan or something. That's a lot of money.
Then
you go to a loan, and if you have to go to the bank or talk to a close friend that has,
she went to her company.
Yeah.
How do you go?
And her students.
And her students. How do you get in?
How do you explain? How do you explain it to them?
Really? How do you?
How do you go to your boss?
God forbid,
if I had to go to my boss and borrow money. You know, you have to sit with your boy and explain what's going on. And you know, and this is like nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you'd have to go to people, wouldn't somebody try to talk sense into you? Wouldn't you think?
Before loaning you the money. I mean, your students, too. And borrowing money from her students is unethical.
Yeah. I mean, why aren't there fraud charges against her?
I think
from all these people that she's borrowed money from or taken money from, whatever.
I think that she's so wrapped up into this, I think that she doesn't see how unethical borrowing from her students are.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's
she sees. I think that she, you know, she's so disillusioned that if she was in a better frame of mind, she wouldn't even think of it would be unconscionable doing that. But I think that she's just so disillusioned that, you know, I'll blast my students too.
She rails at them, and I mean, and she should. But she made terrible, terrible decisions. It sounds, you know.
So the result is never-ending payment. This is what you did to us. You are a fucking liar.
Oh, there we go.
What did you say to me? Are you a real doctor? Fuck you.
That's what Davin's going to say when he gets his exam. You should take better care of yourself. Yo, you're a real doctor. Fuck you.
What did you just try to do to me? Turn around. Fuck you.
Stupid goes away with some hidden disease.
He's not going to plant something in me.
Well, no.
Well, if you tell him to go fuck himself, yeah. He might.
Go fuck yourself. Stop fucking me in the ass and go fuck yourself.
There you go.
I am not enjoying.
You know, do leave if you feel both hands on your shoulders.
Just kind of hoping it would.
Go. That old gag.
Yeah, I know.
I could do worse than dating a doctor.
No, you'd have to turn around for it to gag. Never mind. Go ahead.
I got the joke, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Does that make it better?
No.
I'm just explaining.
You're a real scammer. Same as criminal. I do hope to expose everything, because it is all the evidence I have. I can see how wicked you are. Even those people who use me. So-called brown cotton.
Oh, there we go. We're on the board.
Ah, right on.
You are a fucking man who never admitted the mistakes you made.
You're a fucking man. How dare you? How dare you have those genitals?
When you make the mistakes, you threaten me a lot. Who do you think you are?
IC3
is a machine. You are a fucking mafia, same as Pedro Simpson.
Pedro Simpson?
I think that was who killed her friend, Jimmy Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Stick around. I can see what kind of person you are. You cannot help the people, but you destroy or kill them. When victim A asked me if you were real, she had lots of questions on you. You do not arrest her real scammers, and this is why her mailbox had some problems.
Somebody put an M80 in it?
I don't know.
The flag was up.
For a long, it was
when the flag
up.
Fell off and it wouldn't move.
Somebody hit it with a baseball
bat.
Your
mailbox got
by.
Some problems, yeah.
Her scammers still tried to hack her. Maybe they meant the email mailbox. You do not know how to help the victims,
what?
But you scammed them. Victim P was a real case that I could see through. You never learn, and you are a fucking scammer, a real fraud star. Thank you. I hope to be a fraud Hall of Famer one day. I'm working hard, saying my prayers, eating my vitamins.
Fraud star. Hey, there's a real fraud. Let's interview this fraud star.
Hold on a second. Did you tax stain your vote?
Yeah. He walks up the red carpet, and there's like these, you know, and you see like a, you know, like when
the
celebrity's in front of that thing, yeah. Where there's a pile of bullshit and like a poster, and he's in front of it, you know.
Hi, this is Fraudstar. How can I take your money?
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, I've just been to the ATM and it's burned a hole in my pocket.
I suggest you go to Western Union. We'll advise you. We'll tell you. Where are you?
Where's the closest one, please?
Fraudstar in Western Union. Ruining lives forever.
Thanks for calling Fraudstar. Oh, no, the service is free. Yeah. We'll get our money.
Look at what was just installed in my software.
Fraudstar.
Fraudstar.
Saint-François, never bore.
Saint-François.
You asked victim C to pay for the fees, and you did not reply to her. The main reason is that you cheated on her money and choked it. You are a fucking bitch. And Eric Bohr, you are a mafia. Who do you think you are? You use me to get the job from the UN, and you use this to dominate the world!
Wait a second, you used me to get the job from the UN?
Yeah, she's got connections.
Dominating the world, barely dominating the show, are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Shame on you!
For saying that?
No.
Yes.
For existing. She's saying.
Just in general, Joe, shame on you.
I can see that. Yeah.
I do see the truth. You are a real fucking liar, because you never sent any facts to my company, but lie to me. You will go to hell. Mr. Davin!
Wow, off the charts. Yeah.
Please send all to the Pentagon. Do it fast. Mr. Davin!
Ooh.
It is right time to expose the scandal and fight back for the real victims. Please do it fast. Send everything to the Pentagon.
Do it fast.
I respond. I go, I send the Pentagon actionable intelligence. It's the Pentagon, so they do not inform me what happens after I send them things.
Wait, they don't get right back
they
and
don't
tell
check
you?
In with
the Pentagon. Hi, how you doing? It's the Pentagon. Just want to let you know everything is okay. We're working on stuff. You know, never mind the war and it, and terrorism and all that. We, you know, we've given first precedence to you.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. We just got a lead. Should I get it back on the horn with Davin?
They'd be a good Pentagon if they let us know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Because we want to know. They should lead.
Yeah.
It is obvious. It is obvious for security concerns. Mr. Davin!
Wow.
Please read the names. I think this is from the email that she sent me where I go, I don't know what the hell this is.
Okay.
Some of the scammers are very well educated. They focus on the news, and I read the BBC news about war and sex work. It is obvious to see the scammers are criminals.
Hand in hand. I know. War and sex work.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Bombs and boobs.
Best movie ever. Much better than jugs and hugs, I got to tell you.
Bobs and boobs.
This is beyond what you can trace. Number two, do not forget hat scammers also have the patriotic passion for their countries.
Hat scammers?
I think she was going for that, but hat is funnier.
Hat scammers.
You and your so-called Jets hat.
And he touches the brim of his Jets hat just then.
A lot of the crowd.
I'm wearing a car rim on my head. They told me it was a bowler hat. I guess it says. They're hat scammers.
No, we got it.
It's late.
The U.S. will face the danger. Number three, if my guess is not wrong, the war will happen soon. Can you send the mails to the Pentagon again and again?
Again and again. Keep just like email bombing them with like more and more.
They'll love that.
Yeah, I know.
It'll work
yeah.
well.
Yeah. There'll be a knock at your door.
Yeah. And a van parked down the street. Suspicious
not
looking.
Not unheard of.
No.
Send an email where an anti-scam group sends an... Oh, she sends me an email where an anti-scam group, some cyber group, victims union, posted a comment that she did a nice work, well done. She's like, oh.
About her?
Yeah, about like one of her YouTube videos.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Boy, another misled.
Mr. Yeah. Davin, this is not a joke. Please send my channel to them, and maybe it is the best way to prove the truth. Mr. Davin, it is obvious to see the scammers are trying to destroy the economy.
You're looking at me right, girl, right?
I know.
From Western countries, and it's very big revenge due to the past history. China is in the situations of bubble economy, which will never last longer. It will take only 15 years. They will face their social problems. The next one is India. But the truth is that there are many wars in Asia, too. The scam will never end if the governments do not do anything. More and more victims will be conned because the scammers are more pro, and they can make good fake documents, as she knows. They send
good
it from
fake
memory.
Documents. Like, she would know from good fake documents. We saw the crap they sent to her.
Any documents
terrible.
Are good fake
yeah,
documents.
Really.
These scammers are pro-criminals.
Not pro-criminals. Except for those...
There
know.
Is no way to solve the problems, and this is why I did the unrest report before. The truth is that the real hackers do know how to commit crimes because they also hire lawyers, doing money laundering and money washed. They are invading South Asia, Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, Cambodia, and Myanmar?
Myanmar.
Who the fuck cares?
Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Oh, nothing but pussies.
It
in
was
country
named
anyway.
Named after a cat in heat.
It's more like
also the national dish.
That's like a cat in heat. That's like a cat. In heat. So now we've created the worst radio ever.
Thank you for our impressions of cats in heat. We've all had cats. These are the experiences that we've had and experienced, and we'd like to share to you, listeners, which I'm sure you're listening intently.
Also, the cats walked into the room. This is my favorite program.
Tell the legion of skanks we said hello when you turn a dial.
Funny. Inside, funny.
You know what's really funny is that their currency is Burmese cat.
What?
KYAT, that's their
funny.
That is their currency.
Notice, most of the hackers from Asia have connection to mafias who run underground financial companies, and those mafias are also connected to the corrupted politicians. That is the basic culture in Asia. Do not forget that I am from Asia, and I did read lots of social problems and dirty political situations. Good politicians are being fucked up by those corrupted ones. This is why I do not like China. That, and I'm always hungry after I eat there.
You threw that in.
It's
getting late.
I'm feeling it. I know.
We just started getting into stuff that makes us laugh and us only.
Yeah. It's usually the show.
Yeah.
This fucking country is full of corruptions. They do not have good education. This is new, and then she goes, this is news completely correct. U.S. businesses are enduring an unprecedented onslaught of cyber invasions from foreign governments, organized crime syndicates, and a hacker collectives, all seeking to steal information and disrupt services, cybersecurity experts say. Everyone is at risk, said Richard Hale of the Pentagon's top cybersecurity officials. I wonder if he knows me. Every business that is hooked to the internet is vulnerable. It's like gravity. The threat is all around us. And that's what Donald's saying.
That is what Donald's saying. How scary is this?
He gets it from the top people.
They are on the same page. By the way, Trucker Tom says, you should have seen the weird look the dog gave me when you two made those noises.
I like how it was two. I'm glad I wasn't involved in that. Yeah, you two. Yous two.
Yep.
But this couldn't happen to your company, right? According to Sean Hendry, a top FBI cybersecurity official, it probably already has. There are a couple of classes of organizations in the world, Hendry said. There are organizations that have been breached, and there are organizations that don't know yet that they've been breached. Thwarting what experts call advanced persistent threats from cyber intruders is now a reality for all CEOs and business owners. The key, experts say, is understanding how systems can be hacked and the steps to take and prevent it from happening. We've kind of said that here.
Actually, yeah. I just heard a story about that on the radio on the way up here. They were saying that a lot of small businesses are not, surprisingly, they've been polled, and they said that they don't have a cyber attack scenario, even though some of them have been attacked.
Paul Viola spoke about that. Jim Mulahey from Prevalent spoke about that. You know,
It's like, even though people know it's out there and that you should be doing something, I think people feel helpless. They don't know what to do, so they don't do anything.
But even from IT, even for knowledgeable IT people, do you?
IT's not enough. You need something else. IT can't handle this.
What would the cost be on that?
Well, we talked about this with Paul Viola.
Yeah,
I mean,
just as
you got to get an estimate. You got to, you know, it's different companies, different costs, different things that need to be done.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And they want to test your system. They want to test the people that work there.
Now, I think the logic on that, it might be certain people will look at it and go, you have the consultant come in and sit down. All right, for you guys, it's going to cost X amount to do this for you. And you might look at it from a standpoint, right or wrong, and you might, well, for the business that we do, every business is different. The business that we do, we don't feel that there would be that big
of
a threat.
If you have clients, you, and they're in your system, you have to do it to protect them. Because if you lose their confidence, you have no more business.
Right. But that's with clients.
Everybody has to do this.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't let Ann Jackson be the voice of reason.
Oh, my God, now. Yeah. No.
I can see a Trump-Jackson platform.
I'm starting to feel it.
I like it. I like it a lot. There's just enough amount of bad shit to keep me entertained the whole time. And Joe will be hired as a translator.
At least we'll have somebody there to keep things calm.
Sure.
Oh, my God. You get your work cut out for you.
Miss Jackson, you can't keep on saying fucking UN secretary.
Because this is the real one.
This is the
one. But wouldn't you love if she did?
I most certainly would.
Yes.
All right, let's thank people for tolerating this. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know what you or your loved ones can do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's Russ Ferdico. RussFerdico at yahoo.com. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with the confidence and not walk dead. Joe.
Portobello is Bergen County's, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And this is going to be a great show coming up. They're all great, but this one is very good as well. This January 22nd from Mall Cop 2 in the new HBO series Vinyl, which is coming out soon, Chris Monty. That promises to be a great night. So check it out and experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Spinning Productions, it's not too late to hire a comedian or a Santa Claus for your office party or for your house. You can see Joe is sometimes pleasant, though not from that last story. Or if you want a comedian or a pleasant Santa, we could do that too. Just go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anybody got anything to promote?
Just that gig we're doing at...
That's a couple weeks.
Okay.
No.
All
right. This week.
This Saturday, I'm going to my hometown, Bergenfield, New Jersey.
All right.
Tommy Fox's. For tickets, call 201-384-0900.
What date is that?
Saturday.
Tommy Fox's.
You going to come?
No. I cannot.
No.
Tommy Fox's. What is that, a strip club?
Saturday, December 12th. No, it's not a strip club. It's a club.
Okay.
I performed at a strip club before. I told you that story. Yeah.
Tommy Fox's. Sounds like a strip club, though.
No,
Tommy
it's not, Fox's. Though.
Yeah, I know, but it sounds like one.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Tommy's got foxes.
Yeah. It's so fun to watch you guys, like, beat a premise to the ground together.
Well, we should be on making, Saturday Night Live.
We were making sure it was dead.
We don't have that much time left in the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, this has been something.
It certainly has.
We broke some news.
A little.
We found Donald Trump's running mate.
Yes.
It's been
two great tastes that deserve to be together.
I can just see Trump and these fucking scammers. That's right, I said it. We gotta shut down these fucking scammers. We're closing down every fucking Western Union.
Oh, speaking of fucking scammers, we didn't go over the results.
Oh yes, yes, shame on us.
Look at this. We had 16 Mr.
Holy
Davin.
Holy smokes.
Is that a record?
It is a record. Absolutely. And that's twice as many as the highest guesser, me, came up with. We had 4 fucking liars. Joe had 7. I had 3. Tom had 1. I came closest.
Yeah, Pip.
And we had 1 so-called brown cotton, which I also came closest.
Pip's like raising her hand like she accomplished
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I accomplished
You didn't just
shit
fucking
tonight.
Finish the Boston Marathon. Settle down, snippet.
I know, but I came closest tonight, so I'm feeling good.
Yay, Pip!
Yay, Pip!
I thought it was going to be a Mr. Davin heavy evening, and I was correct.
Every evening's a Mr. Davin heavy evening.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure we'll find out how Mr. Heavy he is on Friday.
Yep. Yeah, that is... Oh.
Stay tuned, kids, and next week I'll tell you how it went.
Yeah. We're bated breath.
Master. Anyway. Let's just do some laundry, stupid. Oh, God. Let's Old Yeller this. Let's cleanse this show.
Oh, God.
Shall we? All right.
Yes.
If you, thank you guys for listening. Or
yes.
Not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We do.
Without you, we'd still do this. But it's a lot better that you listen.
Yeah.
It really is much better. Really much, much better.
Yes, we like that part.
Yeah. So if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please.